Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, America, Savage Truthers, to another episode of The Savage Truth. I'm Cicely. Hope you're coming off a great weekend. It was a good weekend in Minnesota, especially Saturday. Sunday, we had sunny skies, and I attended a really fun Kentucky Derby party on Saturday at a social club that I believe that I belong to. It was great food. It was fun. It was hats and great picks. The horse I pseudo bet on came in second. Okay, I believe that's categorized as place. It's win, place, show, as you know. I chose to bet on Sierra Leone with 3-1 odds. 3-1 odds. And out of the blue, this Mystic Dan with 20-1 odds come out of nowhere and took the win. But that's okay. I had a whole lot of fun. This is another great American tradition, the Kentucky Derby. I almost had that win, though, Rick. It was fun. Until that last turn, and again, that third place horse kind of came out of nowhere, took this really risky bid and cut in front and got the win. So that's okay. Ultimately, I picked a winner. So my streak is still going. You know, I'm not much of a gambler. This was a pick for fun. And we got these great papers that explain odds on the back. And they're the horses' backgrounds and their stories. And it talked about the jockeys and their backgrounds and kind of talked about the relationship between jockey and horse and the owners. So great weekend. As always, I like to ask you to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And let's get into doing what we do. Now, as I'm recording this just now, I had a news feed come along that said Donald Trump was just held in contempt of court again. I guess I don't need to know. I suppose it's for speaking out. I'm assuming it's because he likes to wear blue suits and red ties. So again, this is such a farce of a case, but I will kind of catch you up on that in the next episode. By the way, I'm coming out with merch, some American Savage merch. I've had some people saying they want a t-shirt, a hoodie, a hat, a sweatshirt, or a tank top, a wine or weird water tumbler, you know, a candle, you know, some swag, some American swag with the Be Bold, Be Strong, Be Faithful, Be True saying on it, as well as the logo. So I'm working on that. Stay tuned. Keep your eye out for that. I'll make sure to let you know when that is available. My goal is to get it out by June 15th or sooner. And again, I'll keep you posted. So, you know, these kids on college campuses, they're doing their thing. And I'm talking about the ones that are on our side. But the police finally showed up to throw these wreckful pro-Hamas protesters who invaded the occupied building at Columbia University at USC, University of Southern California. Law enforcement officers in riot gear cleared another encampment formed by pro-Palestinian demonstrators on the campus of USC early Sunday morning. As many as 100 protesters had pitched tents and erected banners in a private university in LA, which is USC. And while hundreds have been arrested at these demonstrations, UCLA, USC, demonstrators remain at other universities across Southern California, like Irvine, Cal State LA, Chapman University, and more. Now, here we still have weak, cowardice leadership to contend with, because at UC Riverside, Chancellor Kim Wilcox announced a formal agreement between the university and students for justice in Palestine, containing concessions that led to the promise of a peaceful end to the Solidarity encampment to protest Israel's actions in the Gaza Strip. He actually conceded. I can't believe this. In other words, Kim Wilcox cowered and bowed down to the disruptors, which, of course, will only embolden others to continue. So we're going to continue to see this probably throughout the rest of the summer. Here are the comments, and I quote, while trying not to vomit while I do this, I'm pleased to share that we have reached an agreement that will result in the peaceful conclusion of the encampment by no later than Monday night. Wilcox said he said that late Friday morning. The agreement will be carried out consistent with state and federal law. It has been my goal to resolve this matter peacefully, and I am encouraged by this outcome, which was generated through constructive dialogue. You can have constructive dialogue with pro-Hamas demonstrators. How do you do that? I would have loved to be a fly in the room with that one. This agreement, as I continue to quote, this agreement does not change the realities of the war in Gaza. However, I am grateful that we can have constructive and peaceful conversations on how to address these complex issues. He also said, citing anti-Semitism and Islamophobia as growing concerns. I would say anti-Semitism in America is an ongoing and growing concern, certainly not Islamophobia. Okay, that's not what we're seeing. That's not what's being demonstrated across the country. It's definitely anti-Semitism. Now, let's try to think back. Not too far now, but let's try to think back when Antifa and other anti-American groups and protesters were emboldened by perhaps a weak governor and mayor, like Governor Walz of Minnesota and Mayor Fry of Minneapolis, hesitated to act, told the police officers of the 3rd Precinct to stand down and drive away. And what happened? We all saw law being broken. We saw lawbreakers. We saw criminals, the vandals, Antifa, and others who meant no good to America and used the George Floyd situation as an excuse to tear at our nation, see it aflame, wrecking buildings, businesses, attacking citizens, police officers, tearing down statues, rampaging stores, turning over cars, spray painting structures, and spread. Like, it spread like wildfire across the nation because Antifa sympathizers and weak, no-count leaders caved in to criminals and vandals. And that's what we're seeing right here. And so, in this case, very much like that one, it won't stop. It will continue. And we saw evidence of this during college graduation commitments as proof. Now, a crowd that gathered at the University of Michigan's Big House, the largest football stadium in the U.S., with a seating capacity of nearly 108,000, cheered as police officers responded to pro-Palestinian protesters who disrupted the school Saturday commencement ceremony. Now, this is per the Associated Press. Okay, that's my source. The protests, which included about 75 people, many of whom were kefiyes, right, beheading, also known as hatas, which have long been symbols of Palestinian nationalism, happened at the start of the event in Ann Arbor. And I quote, as they were shouting, "Regents, regents, you can't hide. You are funding genocide," they chanted while holding up signs with various slogans. Now, there was some protection, some kind of order. Clearly, the university was expecting this, or at least prepared for it, as police presence was heavy along with campus security. So the protesters were prevented by law enforcement from reaching the stage, thank God, and further disrupting the event. But they were moved to the back of the stadium where they remained until the event was over. So there was some kind of order. They were prepared for this. They were able to prevent them from at least not taking down the stage and things like that. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is what we can expect. You can expect, if you have children attending college commencements, hopefully the institutions are, you know, in a red state with sensible leadership like Ron DeSantis in Florida. Hopefully the institutions have strong leadership to prevent these interruptions from happening. These are important milestones in the lives of families and these young people graduating from college to pursue endeavors and for their hard work. They will remember their graduation, but unfortunately, because of this mayhem, this chaos, this disruption, they'll remember the protesters and the disruptors as well. But, this is a great but. Some college kids have no fear. Now, you know who I'm referring to. You've all heard about the frat boys who held up the American flag for over an hour, not allowing it to touch the ground. I absolutely love this story, and I love stories just like this. So a few dozen members of the Pi Kappa Phi fraternity took it upon themselves to shield the flag on Tuesday at UNC Chapel Hill, where protesters at one point replaced it with the Palestinian flag. Dan Stomple, a political science student at the school, told reporters he and other fraternity brothers held the flag up for over an hour until police arrived to clear the hundreds of protesters. Gosh, I love this. A moment of patriotism. I love it. But this is important, truly. This is really important. It's significant because we're learning that the young generation, they're paying attention and they care about what this country will be for them and their children in the future. So here's how it all went down. Let me break it down for you in case you don't know. Anti-Israel protesters on Tuesday morning, successfully replaced the American flag on Chapel Hill Quad, which had been flying at half-mast after four Charlotte officers were killed in the line of duty on Monday, with a Palestinian flag before the UNC chancellor. Lee Roberts responded. He responded with law enforcement officers to return the American flag to its place. Activists, some of whom were not affiliated with the nation's first public university, attempted to take it down a second time, but were met with resistance from a smaller group of students. A student, a hero named Guillermo Estrada, wrote this on X. "Today was a sad yet empowering day at Chapel Hill, class of 2027. When I walked across to class, I saw the Palestinian flag raised on our quad flagpole and was immediately upset at the act that these protesters had made. I cannot say I am fully educated on the Israel-Palestine conflict, but it upset me that my country's flag was disrespected in order to advocate for another." Now, this is so important because prior to this, what did we see? We saw a lot of students lining up on the side of the pro-Hamas, right? Not being fully educated like this student was, right? And to go against America. But this kid had common sense. He was raised right. Good kudos to these parents. So this student, Guillermo Estrada, actually wrote about what happened on X, saying he was headed to class when he saw a Palestinian flag had been raised on the flagpole, which made him immediately upset. He said that he and his fraternity brothers went to assist the police officers who were trying to replace the American flag to get it back up. "My fraternity brother and others ran over to hold the flag up in order for it to not touch the ground. People began throwing water bottles at us. They threw rocks, sticks, calling us profane names. We stood for an hour defending the flag so many fight to protect." Now, Chancellor Roberts and officers who replaced the flag the first time were met with profanity, middle fingers, thrown bottles, rocks, and water. And as you can see, if you search for the videos, there are videos circulating on social media that shows a group of students singing the national anthem and chanting, "USA, USA." Gosh, I love that, right? Doesn't that just invigorate you when you hear that? They were chanting USA as the American flag was returned to the pole. He goes on to continue to post on X. "When the flag was raised once again, the Greek community began singing the national anthem. As the chancellor left, the quad erupted into chaos as protesters began removing the flag once again, preparing to destroy it. My fraternity brother and others ran over to hold it up in order for it to not touch the ground. People began throwing the water bottles and the sticks, rocks, calling us names. We stood for an hour defending the flag so many had fought to protect." Now, this Estrada student, this young man, went on to explain that he comes from an immigrant family and a military community where he saw firsthand the sacrifices they make. And this is what he said, and I quote, I proudly quote him today. "I will not stand for the disrespect these protesters cause for the sake of another country." Here's what he wrote again, and I quote, "My LDOC will be memorable my last day on campus." Okay, LDOC. All right. "My LDOC will be memorable in knowing that my fraternity brothers and others fought to keep the flag up. But it will also be memorable in knowing that so many yearn to disrespect it." Now, his post, of course, went viral, garnering more than 25,000 likes as of Monday morning. And then a GoFundMe was created for Chapel Hill's Pi Kappa Phi chapter, which has raised close to $500,000 to throw that frat party, the party that they deserve. So the chancellor at the college seems to have his head on straight, in my opinion. Chancellor Roberts told WRAL in a live broadcast of the protests, and I quote, "The flag will stay there as long as I am chancellor." And this is, again, quoted out of the Carolina Journal, which actually first reported this whole fiasco. He also went on to say, and I quote, "Tell students that we will keep them safe from a small minority of students who want to disrupt their experience. This university is for everybody." The frat boys also gauged some attention from celebrities in their stance. Country star John Rich offered to put up a free concert for the University of North Carolina students. John Rich made his offer on X, writing, and I quote, "For the boys who protected the American flag at UNC, I'd like to offer a free concert for their celebration of freedom party. Anybody know how to find these young men? Maybe we could talk." Then, several hours later, Rich followed up on X saying he had been in contact and was setting up the show. "I've made contact with the Patriots at UNC." This is Wednesday night. "Working on a date to have a massive event to celebrate our flag and those who love her. I'll keep y'all posted. Let's call it hashtag Flagstock. Can you make Flagstock trend? Let's go." And I quote. So a GoFundMe page has been raising money throughout this time, throughout the incident, to basically raise awareness. The money was being raised to throw the fraternity members a rager, is what the young kids are calling it these days. They're throwing a rager, which has raised upward of $500,000, $400,000, not quite hitting $500,000 as of last Thursday morning. Here's the takeaway on this. Here's why I'm just celebrating. I'm really, really connected and loving this story so much. Because this is the consciousness of America. When left to their own reason, their own decisions, including the young people, right? The younger generations, the American people will make the right choice. I know that. I believe that. Because our innate connection to freedom, it's unbreakable. Americans know. Legal immigrants know the uniqueness, the greatness of America, and they understand that it separates us from all other nations, something that is glorious and empowering, worth preserving, and worth fighting for. So on Wednesday, a GoFundMe was started, like I said, by John Noonan, with the title, "Phi Kappa Phi Men Defended Their Flag, Throw 'Em a Rager." This is what was, this was the writing on the GoFundMe page. And then there were some comments that followed, and here's what it said. "Commie losers across the country have invaded college campuses to make dumb demands of weak university administrators, like the ones in Cali, like this Kim, okay? But amidst the chaos, the screaming, the anti-Semitism, the hatred of faith and flag, stood a platoon of American heroes, armored in vineyard vines and Patagonia, fueled by Zen and White Claws. These triumphant bohemians protected Old Glory from the unwashed Marxist horde, laughing at their shrieks and wails and shielding the stars and stripes from Soviet missiles." Oh, I love that. And others are getting in on this as well, right? Lots of people getting in on this. This is really great to see. Noonan, by the way, is a former advisor to Republican Senator Tom Cotton on military and defense affairs. He now works for Polaris National Security, which bills itself as a nonprofit organization that advocates for American interests and security in the face of global threats. Now, Noonan said the campaign plan was to stop accepting donations as of 11:59 p.m. On Thursday. The plan then, as Noonan said, is to use the money on a killer party and to give some great charities some really great money. So soon after the GoFundMe started on X, that post went viral. The fundraiser gained steam on social media. It was shared and amplified by country singer John Rich and former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino, who is a political commentator, as you all know, has a fantastic podcast. He even got in on this. Even former Tar Heels men's basketball coach Matt Doherty got in. Dan Bongino said he would do a live podcast of his show from it. By 8:30 p.m. last Thursday, the GoFundMe had raised north of $485,000 from more than 14,800 donors. Fantastic. Three donors identified on the site as John Clark, Adam Sin, and William Ackman donated 10 grand apiece. A Republican congressman from Georgia, Mike Collins, donated 125. And the conservative woke-free beer company that launched last year, hoping to rival Bud Light, will host the event this coming Tuesday at University of North Carolina Chapel Hill Fraternity House to celebrate the actions of the students who defended the American flag from anti-Israel protesters on campus earlier this week. So, it's dubbed the Frat Boy Summer Kickoff and will be held at Kappa Alpha Order Fraternity House and will be hosted by the ultra-right beer company. Seth Weathers, CEO of the beer company, said this, and I quote, "We're trying to get this very organic, just a good old-fashioned frat row beer party. I love what the kids did, obviously protecting the flag. I love the idea of just continuing to encourage them about what they did so they understand that they are encouraged. You know, other kids in college and everywhere else, you know, they did the right thing." So the ultra-right beer company will be giving away free beer to those in attendance for what Weathers believes will turn into a really good event that multiple fraternities and Old Roll, a Barstool Sports subsidiary, will get involved with. And he said this, and I quote, "We're doing free beer. We're making it really simple. Show up, got free beer. We're bringing half a tractor trailer load of beer for this thing just in anticipation of the kind of crowd it sounds like we're going to have." Weathers said the event is a pro-American celebration in celebration of these kids and what they did in encouraging more to do the same. "Our brand is all about that. We're all about patriotism, and we're all about people boldly showing their patriotism and their beliefs. And when we see kids doing it, we're excited about that. These kids are going to be pulled a million directions with everyone trying to get a hold of their GoFundMe money," is what the comment that Weathers said. "We wanted to do something organic for them to encourage more of the patriotism we saw on campus last week." Now, if you don't know, Ultra Right Beer Company launched in April of 2023 as a rival to Bud Light following its partnership with transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney, which ruffled the feathers of conservatives around the country who had long supported the beer giant. Now, this is patriotism and what Americans will do when just left to be plain old-fashioned, good old red, white, and blue Americans. Again, the flag had been flying at half staff after four Charlotte police officers were killed in the line of duty on Monday. Now, Elon Musk has a remedy, a suggestion for such actions. What he's referring to is about defacing the flag or the attempt to replace the American flag. Again, simple suggestion. He says this, "For anyone who replaced the American flag with a flag that of another country, a one-way ticket visit to the country in question." This is what Musk shared on X, which went viral on Thursday, asking how many people would support such a policy going forward. "Proposed law." Here's what it said. "Proposed law. If someone tears down the American flag and puts up another flag in its place, that person should get a free but mandatory one-way trip to that flag's country." And then adding one small caveat. "I'm not saying they can't come back, but they have to experience that country for some period of time before returning." So by the time the final results of that poll posted on Friday morning, the overwhelming response to that proposition was positive. After 1.5 million X users voted in Musk's poll, nearly 1.2 million of them, that's about 80%, said that they would support a policy just like this. They would support this policy. And just under 300,000 said that they would not support his proposal. Of course, Musk's poll comes as students on multiple college campuses across the country have either attempted to or succeeded in efforts to replace American flags with Palestinian flags during widespread anti-Israel protests. Now, I, for one, am all about this. If you don't like where you are, if you don't like America, pack your bags and catch the first thing smoking up out of here. I didn't vote in this poll on X, but had I done so, I would have been a part of that. I maybe would have taken it over 80%. I like to think I'm that important. So, but I would have been on the side of leaving the country, particularly and especially those with the LGBTQIA for Palestine, who would be, by the way, beheaded or shot, definitely killed, right? Arms or limbs cut off and shoved down their very own throats because of their sexual orientation. While in Israel, the Israel is the only nation in the Middle East that is not only a diverse society operating by way of democracy, but they respect all people and acknowledge that the LGBTQIA community actually exists, right? So they acknowledge them as people. Savage Truth is this week is this. As we are 6 months away from election, it's past due time to make your stance known and heard. Follow the example of these kids, right? Doesn't take much. Doesn't take much to show your sentiment. And although people want to make it complicated, it's not about abortion. It's not. Despite what the Biden administration wants to focus on. Of course, that's because that's your only issue. Savage Truth is this. Amidst the chaos, the screaming, the anti-Semitism, the hatred of the faith, a hatred of faith and flag, stood a platoon of American heroes. You either want a country or you don't. It's really that simple. So what's the message? Well, it's written and stated so well in support of the GoFundMe effort. And I quote, "We hope your generosity is a message to every college campus in America, from sea to shining sea. This country is great. This country is worth defending. That flag means something, and America takes care of her own." Let's do that. Let's take care of us. Let's take care of America all the way to the voting booth in November and beyond. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, just like those kids, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.